Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Merciful Hearts. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the Unseen. He is the one who has placed mercy in our hearts, and I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do, ayyuhal mu'minun, dear believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Inna fil jasadi mudghah, idha salahat salaha al jasadu kulluhu, wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kulluhu, ala wa hiya al qalb." Indeed, in the body there is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, then the whole body is sound, and if it is corrupt, then the whole body is corrupt. Indeed, it is the heart. Brothers and sisters, the heart is a part of our body, and that locus that is responsible for us, that helps give us life. It literally is the means by which we are animated, and the body is able to be orientated and move about. But in the spiritual sense, the spiritual heart is similarly the place for reflection, contemplation, admonition, and remembrance. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us by saying, Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalb. Indeed, in that is a reminder for whoever has a heart. So, brothers and sisters, given this above verse, we can discern that it is the spiritual heart which is the primary instrument that is able to hear the signs of its Lord, which then enables it to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verse is recited to them, then it increases them in their faith. So brothers and sisters, the heart is that instrument or that part of us that commands us to faith and is the means by which we attain unto contentment through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find assurance or tranquility. So brothers and sisters, how great it is to have a heart that finds assurance and tranquility in its Lord, a heart that attains unto taqwa by fulfilling the obligations of which it's been commanded to do and abstaining from the prohibitions, and at the same time, a heart that esteems the sacred symbols and rites that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set into place in this universe. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And whomsoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed that is from the taqwa of the qulub, from the piety or the taqwa of the hearts. And it's for this reason also that ultimately it is the soundness of a heart that allows a person to be empathetically attuned to others and to give good tidings and to bring people together, to bring about joining of community, to bring about communion, to not bring about separation. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when he mentions such hearts, he says, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He's the one who brought together the hearts. And if you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together, but Allah brought them together. So when we find hearts being united, then this is a sign of healthiness. This is a sign of hearts that are alive. And it is something to rejoice and to have gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And so what is more beautiful than a heart that is connected? A heart that is gentle, a heart that extends this gentleness and mercy to those around it, especially those who are in its vicinity, especially those who are weak and needy, such as a heart that is merciful to the orphans and the poor. This is the heart that ultimately benefits the one who possesses it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when they will not benefit anyone, wealth or children, except one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. The Prophet ﷺ ultimately informed us, what is the outcome of someone who has this sound heart, a heart that is soft and kind-hearted? The outcome of such a person is that they will be from the people of Jannah. In a Sahih Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "Ashabul Jannati thalatha." The people or the inmates or the inhabitants of paradise are of three types. Wa minhum, and amongst those types he mentioned, Rajulun Rahimun Raqiqul Qalb, the person who is merciful and kind-hearted and soft of heart. So brothers and sisters, and how can it not be the case? How can it not be the case that the one who is kind-hearted and merciful is from the inhabitants of paradise, when this is the way of the Messenger of Allah, the one who is entrusted to represent the final message and represent the way of Islam? One of the attributes that he was most commonly described by the Sahaba is that he was Rahiman. And of course we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except as a rahmah to the entirety of the cosmos, the entirety of the universe. And this is why the companions who were his sahaba, when they took the attribute from him, they took this attribute of rahmah as being the defining attribute of their own hearts. And that's why Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, when he was describing the Sahaba, he said, they are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the best of this ummah, and he made their hearts righteous, so they embodied this righteousness in their character. Similarly, we find one of the great scholars of this ummah, Fakhruddin Razi, is reported to have said that the completion of felicity, sa'ada, for human beings lies when you see two things, that they are those who honor the commands of Allah, and they are those who show gentleness to the creation of Allah. Another righteous scholar of this ummah is reported to have said, from the signs of the people of paradise is that they have merciful hearts and goodly character. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from these people of merciful hearts and goodly character, and ultimately make us from the people of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and that is not something difficult for Him. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.